Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you believe Jesus is coming?
I do.
When?
Well, he's, when he's ready.
When he's ready. There you go. That's a good, that's because no one knows the day and the hour.
Well, the scripture tells us that it's when all, when the gospel is preached to the whole world,
as
then
it
shall
was
I come.
In the days of Noah.
He gives
it,
a lot of indicators along the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know where it's close.
The road signs.
Yeah.
Got to read the road signs. Well, I want to, if you got a Bible or an iPad or telephone, I want you to go to the scripture so you can, don't just believe it because you like us. Thank you for doing that. But the Word of God must be first and foremost in everybody's lives. So, and everything you say should be backed up by the Word of God.
Of course.
When you're talking about past, present, and future of your life. So let's go to St. John 14, verse 1. And I really love verse 1. And I've used this so much in my, actually, the first day I got saved. I mean, first time I began to understand Jesus Christ, I got born again. It says, let not your heart be troubled. So, you know, people get mad at me because I don't let it trouble me. I mean, the world's troubled, but I'm not troubled. Why? Because he said, let not your heart be troubled.
So you have a control over that.
Oh, that's correct. Mm-hmm. There's no trouble.
It's your decision.
If he says, let not your heart be troubled, evidently he's giving you the ability not to be troubled with it.
Yeah, people say, oh, I can't control it. But yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
See, let not your heart be troubled. And this is the reason why. If you believe in God, well, sure, certainly. Believe also in me. So notice that. In other words, Jesus said, I want you to believe me like you believe my Father. And when you understand that, then you'll understand that your heart should never be troubled. That doesn't mean trouble don't come.
Right.
Let it come. Let it do what it got to do, like they say. But it makes no difference because we believe in God and we believe in Jesus the same exact way.
Right. And the Amplified goes to describe what troubled means.
Okay.
Another way it says, do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in, adhere to, and trust in, and rely on me. Believe in and adhere to and trust and rely on me, also on me. Oh, relied on God, so rely on me. Basically, he's saying...
You might want to read that again. There, you
well,
kind of mixed
that's
that up.
The Amplified does this description
read
of
it
what
slowly.
Believe means.
I want her to read it slowly because there's a reason for it.
Let not your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in, adhere to, and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me.
So Jesus equated himself with God because he was God.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, he was. That's what God said he was. He said he proceeded. He was birthed of the Father. The Holy Spirit proceeded from the Father, but the Father was always was.
Yes, in the beginning.
And that Jesus was the
was
Word.
The Word.
Word is not
was
made.
God.
Was.
There's
a vast difference. We've talked about that before. Then he says this in verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I want to get to verse 3. Mm-hmm. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And that's the King James Version. Mm-hmm. I want to talk today, that's why I asked you if you believe Jesus was coming, on the return of Christ, on the reception of Christ, on the reunion with Christ. Return, reception, reunion. The Lord told me to talk about that.
I like that.
I wrote a sermon on that many, many years ago, probably 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I had to go look it up, and I said, and sure enough, I didn't have the title. I didn't know where it was. But it hit me like a ton of bricks. The return of Christ. See, Jesus can't lie. There's one thing about God, he can't lie. So his return is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, I personally believe it's coming in my lifetime. But so the return of Christ. Now, what is that going to look like? Well, the Bible says in other scriptures that as you've seen him go up, so shall you see him go down. I got a point. His return would be like his departure.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be visible. It'll be personal. It'll be literal. And it'll be local. He has come as he went, a visible man. So this is not spirit stuff. He will physically see Jesus come in a personal way, visible way, literal way, and local way.
Yeah, well, the way he went, if you remember on that mount, the 500 were gathered around as he ascended, and they watched him go up in the clouds. So I believe he's going to come back first in the
sure.
clouds,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we call the rapture of the church. Those that are dead will rise first. We who are alive and remain, I believe we'll be here on the earth. We're
sure.
believing that that's what's going to happen. Then we'll be caught up together with him in the clouds, and that's the rapture of the church, which is different from the second coming of Jesus, which is when he comes and he puts his foot on the Mount of Olives, which is the return after
right.
the 7-year tribulation. You know, because during that 7 years, the church will be with Jesus at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Right.
So, but he's coming back, and it's going to be in two different types. That's why some people, when they read the scriptures, they're not sure what to believe. But when he returns as a believer, he's going to be in the clouds first.
So when you understand that 7 years of eating dinner, and you're not going to get fat.
You always think about that, boy.
Well, yeah, I think about 7 years. I'll get to eat a whole jar of extra crunchy peanut butter. Praise God. I still love peanut butter. I'm like a kid, you know.
It'll be some jar to last 7 years.
I tell you what,
it's
man.
Got to keep replenishing that jar, I guess.
Just keep replacing that jar. So that is the return of Christ. Now, for you people that don't believe the way we believe, the reason why we believe what Jesus says, because, I mean, he has, what he says has disturbed the world for more than 2,000 years. Now, no other religious leader is disturbed that much.
Right.
When Jesus says something, it comes to pass.
Right.
Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So right there in red, it's in your Bible, in red, and I'm going to read it again. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. So in other words, you're not going to heaven and you're not going to know where you're going to live.
Right.
He's already preparing the place. Now, why was he a carpenter on the earth? Well, if he was a builder of houses on the earth, wouldn't he be a builder of houses, mansions, or whatever, dwelling places?
Right.
In heaven, see. So there's the return of Christ, and it's going to be local. It's going to be literal, and I love that. It's going to be personal and visitable. Now, when you understand, I mean, you will physically see this with your physical eye. So our salvation depends on something more stable than ourselves. See, in other words, we have to know that Jesus is coming. And we're not just believing this. We know in whom we have believed.
Right.
That's the return of Christ.
We have that promise.
The struggle has been over 1,000 years is when.
Right.
And God said, no one knows the day of that. Even Jesus, he knows he's coming. But that's a direct command from the Father God to release Jesus to come and get us. Now, so will we ever be with the Lord? Now, I can't wait till I start my work in the eternity of eternity. I work a lot on the earth. I mean, I don't think I'll ever have, I don't think the word retire is in my DNA. And in fact, I was getting my hair cut today, or actually the other day by the time you see this. And, you know, I know a lot of people see my hair is white and all that kind of stuff. And I know my employees don't say that, but they think, cool, man, what would happen if boss dies? You know, oh, am I going to have a job? Am I going to do all that? I know how people, because when I sign contracts, long-term contracts, the first thing they do, I'm looking at you like this, I see their eyes go up, look at my hair. I said, let me tell you something. This thing is going to function whether I'm here or not. Because, see, God didn't put all his eggs in one basket in Jesse the Planet. He put all his eggs in one basket in Jesus Christ. Now, I'm believing to see Jesus come because there's a whole generation that won't see that. Not afraid to die. Cross that bridge if I ever get there. But I really believe he's coming in our lifetime. That's the return. He says, I will come.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. He is coming. And ladies and gentlemen, now we're always trying to figure out when. Well, in Matthew 24, I think it's 14, as it was in the days of Noah, today that is exactly the truth, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come. The gospel is being preached more now than it's ever been preached because of social media, because of broadcast television, because of satellites, all the different things. I mean, this thing is being set up. You got wars and rumor of wars. That's the beginning of sorrows.
Right.
Hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes. That's been going on, I would almost say forever, but I mean, for what I know, at least to the 1900s going on.
Right.
Now, when you understand this, people say, what's causing all that is climate change. No. Listen to me. What's causing that is the inevitable return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't got the climate, ain't got diddly squat to do with that. See, the time is coming to a close.
Right.
But when Jesus is coming to that close, what's happening is all this begins to happen. Why is there so much evil? Well, I believe he's already left the planet heaven. I call it like that. And as he's coming, the Bible talks about Satan as the prince and the power of the air. So they're being, the demons and devils from hell are being pushed closer and closer to
the
earth.
The pressure, right.
And because of that, it's causing chaos.
Hmm.
And all kinds of different things. People don't know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, or how to do it, including the church. Now, if they stick with the word and walk in the pages of Holy Writ, you'll do it. That's the return of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, that's great, but people never talk about the reception of Christ. I mean, okay, he returned. Now what are we going to do? We're just going to look at it? No. He says, I like this. He says, I will, and if I go and prepare a place, I will come again, and watch this, and receive you unto myself.
Hmm.
Now, what does that mean? That means congratulations in order. In other words, you won't have to go to the throne to see him. He'll be right there with you. Now, you can go to the throne when he's at the throne.
Right.
But, I mean, you are actually at his house, in a sense. You're in his very reception. You ever been to a reception before? You used to have receptions before the wedding. See what I'm saying? In other words, wedding.
After the wedding. After the ceremony.
In other words, you really begin. You don't talk to the bride. You don't talk much to the groom until when he's walking down the aisles and all that kind of stuff. He's up at the front.
The wedding guest.
But at the reception, you take pictures. You're eating finger foods or whatever they got, you know, and all that kind of stuff. In other words, you really begin to know each other at the reception. Mm-hmm. And what's at the reception is a party. You find people laughing, rejoicing, shouting.
Yeah.
Some dancing, and it's just going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah.
So that's the return of Christ, number one, the reception of Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been thinking about doing this, and I've been saying this probably for 40 years, and I've never done it. I've been wanting to go and do what I call meet and greet meetings with my partners and friends of my ministry. Just go rent different places all over America and just rent a hotel and get a hotel ballroom or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I get to meet and greet my partners and people that want to, you know, they see me on television, but they would like to talk to me physically, see me, not that I'm something, but I'm just, and you too. And that way, maybe speak a little message to them, you know, do a night, maybe in the morning, and then go home. But at least you get to meet people and then share with them the vision that God has given. You already know a lot of it. But I mean, a one-on-one conversation is a lot better than on the telephone or text.
Yeah. It's
just something about being one-on-one with people.
Right.
You know, and so don't hold me to it. I've been telling Kathy that for a long time, but I've really been wanting to do that, and that's been percolating more in my mind. Well, that's what I mean by reception. See, so we can I can receive you, you can receive you. You receive me. So when you have the return, he's got to come first. Then Jesus said, let's sit down and talk. Let's have let's have conversation. Let's just enjoy each other. What it is starts out as religion, goes to relationship, then fellowship. Mm-hmm. And the reception is where you fellowship. Mm-hmm. I never forget, there was a little boy. He's now grown up and a man. And he was passing by my house. And he told his mom, let's stop at Brother Jesse's and have some fellowship. You know, the first time you hear a child 4 years old, five, say, let's have some fellowship,
yeah,
you know.
He's been in church a lot.
Kid. Yeah, that's a church kid, you know. You could say some fellowship. So there's the return of Christ.
Uh-huh.
There's the reception of Christ.
Right.
Now, there's something even better. There's the reunion with Christ. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's, you see, that now it's like a husband and wife. The reunion of Christ, and let me show it in verse 3 so you'll get it. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, the return, and receive you unto myself, the reception, that where I am, there ye may be also, the reunion. What does that mean? Mm. Reunion means uninterrupted communion with him, our entire consecration to him.
Wow.
Uninterrupted communion with him. I find sometimes that you want uninterrupted communion with me. That you'll tell me if I'm talking, I'll be like, you'll say, Jesse, look at me when you're talking. Explain to the people what I'm talking about.
I want your full attention because you're looking off to a distance.
Yeah, she goes like this.
And he knows when I'm thinking it because he says, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
No, you're
I got
not.
It. No, you, no you're not. Not. Yeah.
I only have like maybe 10% of your attention.
No,
I'm
listening.
I want 100%.
Yeah, but you want my eye. You want me looking in the eyes.
I want
look me in the eyes. You know, that kind of stuff.
And you want the same. I've noticed you want the same thing. If I'm busy doing something and you're talking,
yeah,
you
but
say,
see,
wait, stop
you have
that.
A hard time doing two things at one time. But I do two things at one time many times. That's not a criticism. Grow, baby. Just grow. Help with Jesus. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? And I understand. I want that. See?
You need to be more teachable.
Yeah, I need to be more. Me need to be more teachable? Okay.
We all know that.
Okay,
come on, make a comment. Let me tell you.
Y'all don't know this woman. She's sweet in front of this camera. But anyway, and she's still sweet after she gets off the camera. I know people saying he going to die when they go off the air. No. Uninterrupted communion.
And it's hard to get that when you talk like that.
That is really true. Listen to the point I wrote it. Reunion means our uninterrupted communion with him, our entire consecration to him. Mm. I can explain it that way. I was at Holy Rosary Catholic Church, 11 o'clock a.m., June the 6th, 1970, standing in the front with 9 other people that were standing over there. It was actually a total of 21 people, 22 people that stood in our wedding. And
but
yet,
you had the
wait,
the,
now watch
the
this.
Men that
and
were
people
standing
were,
with
they
you.
Were sitting in there waiting for you to come. I don't know if you remember
this. And the bridesmaids
came. Yeah, and the bridesmaids on the other side. No, the bridesmaids weren't there neither because they got to come down the aisle first.
Right, that's why I said you only had the men. You only had the
men. Now watch, people were looking like this. And they were still talking. We didn't have uninterrupted communion.
Who are you talking about, we?
The groomsmen and me.
Okay.
We're standing there, even though I am just as important in this marriage as her. You know, at least I thought I was. And anyway, watch, even the priest is there, but they ain't paying, nobody paying too much attention to him neither. They're just looking at a smile and going.
Waiting for.
But all of a sudden, that big organ goes, da 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 da, something like that. I don't know how it does it. And then Kathy comes, first comes the bridesmaid. Here they come walking. All attention was gone from us. Gone completely.
As it should be.
We did not exist for a few seconds because the whole church stood up, turned around, and began to watch each bridesmaid come down that aisle.
Actually, they don't stand till the bride comes in. The bridesmaids.
Well, they
seated.
Stood. I remember that. They all stood because I thought maybe I ought to get their attention. I'll sit down, is what I was thinking, you know, but I didn't. Okay, they all did. Okay, watch this. Until the last one came. You still hesitated. I don't know what y'all were doing back there at that little foyer in that church. It wasn't really a foyer. I don't know what it was. Just an entrance, I guess you could say. Then, I mean, and if people thought, will she ever get here? Because you had 9 of them, man. They kept coming. And death kept coming, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, all right. When they all, Kathy don't remember this, when they all came down, you still in the back, then the church sat down. And then that bridal song or something began to play. I don't know if it was on the organ or pipe organ or whatever, you know, the thing.
I have to take your word for it. Wasn't in the room yet.
You weren't in the room. Then
I knew what they were supposed to do.
Then the church stood up and the doors open up and here comes Kathy with her father coming down the aisle.
Here comes the bride.
Now that was uninterrupted communion. Nobody looked at the bridesmaids. Nobody looking at the groomsmen. Nobody looking at the priests. Nobody looking at any of that, including the little ring bearers and all that kind of stuff. But when Kathy and her dad walked, and her dad, he was kind of erased out too, till he got to the front and kissed you on the cheek or whatever, and then he presented you to me. And all eyes was on her. That's what I mean. That is reunion. Now watch this. Reunion turned into union. The minute your daddy lifted your veil, kissed you on the cheek or whatever, he turned around, he shook my hand, and then he backed away and he gave me your hand union came. We came and we stood before the priest, the priest of the church. Mm-hmm. Words began to come forth from the priest. None of us were saying anything.
Right.
We were just standing there waiting for him to ask us a question. Do you take this, you know, but you had to say a bunch of words before. Love her, cherish her, blah, blah, this and that. Swear your life to her. You know, she swear his life to her. I mean, boy, I mean, they tying this sucker down, boy. I mean, and you say, I do. Then you had to have something to put on that girl's finger and on that man's finger as a covenant agreement,
token.
Which was a ring that you can't find where it starts or where it stops.
Right.
That's why they say that, you know. And of course, that's the wedding. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's going to happen at the return, the reception, and the reunion when Jesus comes.
Yeah, and when describing that in the scriptures, it does parallel it to our marriage.
That's right.
The marriage supper of the Lamb it talks about. So
they call us the
connection.
Bride, but actually we're the body. Because now that's union. Mm-hmm. You become one.
One. And that was his prayer always, that we would be one here on the earth. His Father, Jesus, when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, his Father and him were one. And he prayed that his disciples would be one. So that the world would know.
So the reason why I'm so excited, because I know his return is inevitable.
That's right.
I know his reception is going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I know his reunion is going to be everlasting.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Now, I wonder what words, it's not recorded in the Bible, this is just my thought. I wonder what words the Father is going to say over us. Mm. Think about that. What is he going to say? Because that priest had to say something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What the Father? I mean, it may be because all communion would be on Jesus. Is the, this is my beloved yeah. Son in whom I am well pleased.
Yeah. Well, he sees us as his body. You know,
right.
Jesus is the head. We're part of the body. So finally, we'll all be reunited in heaven. You know, right now it's the Father and the Son. Holy Spirit's on the earth with
yeah.
the body.
Right.
And one day all of us will be united together the way it was intended to be.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and mankind.
Right.
And the only ones that can sit down in God's presence is us. Hmm. The angels have to stand at attention. But he made us
the sons.
Sit. And, you know, I'm talking
sons,
about the mankind
small S, right.
and the human race. Mm-hmm. Sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And let me tell you something. When you're invited to the top, to the front, to the dais, like they say, and you invited to sit down, that means you have become royalty right there. You see what I'm saying? And it is there. But I still would like to know, and I guess it's going to be kept a secret, what will the Father say? I know he's going to say something. I mean, this is going to be one of the most fantastic things. We're going to talk about this for eternity upon eternity upon eternity. I don't know how else.
Right,
I call
right.
it the eternity of eternities.
Right.
I don't know how else to say it because it's so vast and so big. You see, he is coming, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we want you to say. That's why me and Kathy do
you know
all
what
this
I hope
work.
He'll say? I hope he'll say to me and I'll hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's the word that I choose. I really
yeah.
want to hear.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are things that I know I'm a born-again believer. I know that
I
have a place
Jesus
in heaven.
Say, yeah.
But day to day, there are things that God wants me to fulfill, wants me to do. I want to make sure that we're doing everything that
oh,
God
yeah.
has called us to do.
Well,
so that in that day, like you've often said, instead of saying, well, you know, you missed it here. Because we're going to get rewards when we get
oh,
to
yeah.
heaven. There's
it's called the Bema.
Judgment seat, also called the Bema, where you come and you get your rewards.
Platform.
That's for the believer. That's much different than the great white throne
right.
judgment, which was later. But I guess maybe that'll happen during the
But to
seven,
say
the
what
seven
he,
years.
Is, it's going to be one of the most wonderful things ever. Because for the first time in a long, long time, well, for the first time ever, all of us will be home. It's like the whole family coming for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know, or Thanksgiving, whichever one you can get your whole family. Usually, you know, it's very hard to get the whole family for Christmas and Thanksgiving. One's always out. But when everyone comes, I remember my grandmother one time, and boy, my grandmother had eight children, and there was always somebody had to work. But there
was
one, and I remember this because it was so profound, her look on her face. She said, all my children are
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
That included the grandkids, all my cousins and all of them. And it was one of the most amazing things you ever seen. What I saw such, well, I want to say satisfaction, mm-hmm. love. She would,
joy.
Like she was hugging all of us all at one time. That was my grandmother
mm-hmm.
on my mama's side. And I'll never forget that. And it was an amazing. So think, multiply that a couple of quadrillion, billion times better when this all happens.
What a day.
What a day, yeah.
That's
what a day is going to be.
Yeah. I love that old song.
I mean, when you understand, how can you, I mean, why would you want to backslide when you got this Jesus who will never leave you or forsake you? Mm.